Monday night football game tonight. Let's go, Bills. Come on, Bills Mafia. Come on, let's channel Josh James Cook having a good game tonight. They're taking on the J-E-T-S Jets. Real quick, give me a prediction.
Oh, we're going to win for sure. 37-12.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, let's go. I want to see all those Bills points.
I go big.
Yeah.
Or go home.
Exactly. And I know fantasy-wise, you're actually winning this week.
Oh, yeah. I've got a big score difference right now. I'm at like 166, and the person I'm playing is at like 70. But she didn't go through and check anyone that was on bye weeks. So she has like 5 players that are out.
Can I just say,
that was like a gimme. Like, she gave you this week.
Yeah, because you're new. First of all, I love your confidence. That's like a week old, because Bo's been teaching you how to do this.
is a strong word. I'm like, Bo, can you look at this? Is this good? Can you make any changes? Can you just do it?
But now all of a sudden you're like, yeah, stupid friend. She didn't even look.
She didn't even check to see who was injured. She didn't even go into her IR, injury reserve. Oh my.
Oh my. So funny. As of a couple weeks ago, that was you. So that's very funny. All of a sudden you're this pro.
Enjoy the victory. You finally got one. Just enjoy it. By the way, we got to wrap up. We were talking about Mama's Boys, and is it a red flag or not? Well, some were on TJ, my side, that it's not bad. It's, if they're taking care of their moms, they're going to take care of you as a girlfriend and wife really good.
I think so.
But now there's some other stories coming in on a Donuts Light text line.
We heard from a woman who said, hey, yes, take care of your mom. But when she comes in and remodels your whole kitchen without your say-so, that's something different. So we got talking about that. She goes, hey, by the way, she didn't pay for it. It wasn't a gift. Not a surprise. I talked to my husband about what we wanted. She stepped in. They did what she wanted. A kitchen is a personal space. I ended up with a room full of cabinets and no island because she didn't like her own. Arr.
You know what? I'm on her side. I love an island. You don't have that island. There's some issues going on there.
Island envy.
Yeah, he really is. Well, now that we know the complete story, we feel your pain now.
That's also a tough for him. I'm not defending him, but I tell you what, when mother-in-laws are difficult like that and your son loves you and he wants to do what you want him to do, right? He's torn.
Yeah.
It puts him in a really bad place. I know. I know you want him to say, Mom, I love her. This is our house. She wants an island. This is what we're going to do. But you got to remember, she's already interwoven that. Do what I say when I tell you to do it thing.
And I know there's guys, it's like balancing the bank book. They're like, okay, I gave it
my
to
mom
mama.
Wants to do this.
Okay, I gave it to my wife here. Okay, who's leading right now?
Yeah.
Okay, mom's leading 3-1 on things. All right, I got to go with the wifey this time.
I don't think it's necessarily the red flag of the guy. I think once you meet the mother-in-law.
Aha!
She should be the red flag.
Because remember, you are just not marrying the person.
You're marrying the whole family.
For
so
sure.
He can love, his mama to the moon and back. I don't think that's a red flag. But you meet her and go, oh, okay, that's when you run.
Prenuptial, you're setting up boundaries and stuff. It's a thing. Saturday, I took advantage of the great sunny weather. Headed east, pick and patch. Three Brothers Winery and Craft Beer. I had a blast going east.
I can't believe
east.
You did all that in one day.
Loved it, loved it, loved it. Even went to the cheese place, the barn.
Oh, was it Miranda?
Yes, that was so much fun.
Jeez.
You just sample cheeses and then you're like full after the samples, but then you buy your favorite one. They give you notes to take. You take it. I just had a blast.
It was such a pretty day Saturday.
Yeah, that's why
sun,
I went out.
Sun, light breeze. Oh, I was out in my yard. I didn't go any further than my yard day Saturday.
What was going on in your yard?
Mowing, weed whacking, and the worst was getting all the flower beds ready for winter. So everything has to get pulled. Everything has to get cut down. Everything. And it's got to be bagged.
Listen to what I did. Listen to what she did. I rent now. Townhome.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss it? Were you the homeowner who enjoyed like working in your yard? Clearly not.
I was the homeowner that used to throw house parties.
Okay.
And so now I could still throw a party, but I don't have to do the maintenance.
So you weren't like, Look at those lines on that lawn. When you were done, you wouldn't stand there and admire the lines in your lawn?
I do.
Wouldn't go and get all the special stuff to make sure there's no dandelions ruining the lines?
I'd be doing figure eights with the lawnmower.
Just get it done?
My initials.
Okay.
Try to spell out things. Hi, you know, smiley face. That's what I'd do. I wasn't serious about it at all. No. And then when there was a weed problem, get out the weeds, get down the fabric, spray it down. Let's go rock it. I was a rocker.
Oh,
yeah.
Low maintenance.
Yeah.
No, forget the mulch and the plants. Just throw the rocks there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then you are right where you should be.
Yes, I am.
Out of the neighborhood and in a apartment.
Wait a second. Speaking of you doing all this yard work, you had a garden that your neighbors want you to take care of. Did you work on that this Saturday?
I have not touched.
Come
my
on.
Garden.
Be a
I
good
know.
Neighbor.
Saturday would have been a really great day to go through and pull dead
Just
things
yank it all out. Yank it all out.
But girl math, okay? Stick with me here.
Oh, God.
There are a ton of perennials in the garden. Perennials are expensive. To go through and replant all of that?
Not that expensive.
Expensive enough.
This bed can't be that big. It can't be that big.
It's probably like 5 by 7 feet. That's a lot.
Okay. I'm going to have to go. No, I'm not going to do. I'm going to make you do this yourself.
I don't have to do this check. Well, go ahead. Hold up your two thumbs. They're not green at all. No.
They were out like doing a silent disco and drinking Moscow Mules and meeting my friends and doing yoga on a paddleboard. Time for that.
What did you wind up doing on Saturday?
Saturday, my friends had a seafood boil.
Oh,
and wow. A seafood boil.
It started out that my friend was like, we want to host people. We want to boil seafood. We want to have people over. So they get a head count. Then they go check the prices of seafood. And they're like, you know what? This is a lot more expensive. We probably should have researched this beforehand. We're serving hot dogs if you want to come over still.
Wait a minute.
How do you go from seafood boil to hot dogs?
So then they got bullied for inviting people over for seafood. So they went from lobsters to, okay, we'll have some clams and some shrimp for you.
Okay.
That's a hot mess.
Okay, I have an idea. So, seeing that you and your friends love just having parties about anything, right? You guys a party for hot dogs or crab legs or whatever. Why don't you have a help me with my garden party?
That's a great idea.
Isn't it? Like, everybody can come over and, you know, you'll make whatever it is that you make.
Hey, and mulch is cheaper than the seafood.
And you can set up little tables and chairs out there. And then you can encourage your friends to pull all the weeds out of your garden.
My friend Morgan has a beautiful garden. So
there you go. Invite her first. Yeah, and call it a quote party. There you go. Look at me. What's next?
Man.
World hunger?
Yeah. That light bulb is blinding me over here. Yes, the Bills are taking on the Jets tonight, Monday Night Football. Baseball fans are like, hold up, wait a minute. We got the Yankees playing tonight and the Mets playing tonight. Yankees are at home against the Guardians, and the Mets are in L.A. against the Dodgers. They lost the first game last night, the Mets, so they're in the hole one game now. They got to come bouncing back tonight. So great time for sports. You got Sabres going on. You got Amherst. Ah, sports paradise. This is my favorite time of the year. Love it. So I'm always investigating, checking out my fantasy teams. I'm online, and guess what pops up?
What?
That character from the Hurricane Milton, Lieutenant Dan, who was, I'm just going to live through the hurricane on my boat. Everybody's like,
yeah. You were talking
he's
about that
hero.
Last week. Yeah,
he's a hero.
He's going to live in his boat and wait it out.
And then,
is he okay? Everybody was waiting to hear how he was.
He's okay. And in fact, before the hurricane hit, they sent the rescue teams and the sheriff's like, listen, we're not coming for you when it gets real bad. So get off now. Well, guess what popped up when I'm looking at my fantasy points? He's not a good guy, Lieutenant Dan. In fact, that's not even his real name. He actually has a long criminal record.
Yeah, it's like mugshot after mugshot after mugshot. He's got like 20 convictions that he's been arrested for and like serious
things. Battery and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So no wonder he's living on the boat.
Exactly. No wonder he didn't want to get rescued.
Yeah.
This guy's a troublemaker. So be careful who you make a hero on social.
That's just
do some investigating, because everybody was so, he's the best, he's the greatest.
Oh, man.
There were tons of GoFundMes for Lieutenant Dan to go through so that he could go and evacuate. They thought that it was out of not having money. All these people were rallying for him, and then someone started doing some Googling and exposing how many times he's been arrested.
They just didn't do that. They had no idea. And there he is. All you had to do was Google his name.
You got to do your homework.
His daughter who was the one who like revealed it to everybody? I believe it was his daughter who was like, hey, look, that's what I saw online. You know?
I know. We're all checking different things.
I know. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that, so that GoFundMe money doesn't actually, it goes back to the people who donated it, right?
I hope so. And by the way, once again, congratulations to Brantley Gilbert, baby number 3. He delivered the baby, baby while he was on stage. He paused the show in Mississippi, ran to the tour bus, helped deliver his son, then went back an hour later and finished the show. That is a true American hero right there. That is Brantley Gilbert. Monday Night Football game tonight. Let's go, Bills. Come on, Bills Mafia. Come on, let's channel Josh James Cook having a good game tonight. They're taking on the J-E-T-S Jets. Real quick, give me a prediction.
Oh, we're going to win for sure.
37-12. Wow. All right, let's go. I want to see all those Bills points.
I go big.
Yeah.
Or go home.
Exactly. And I know fantasy-wise, you're actually winning this week.
Oh, yeah. I've got a big score difference right now. I'm at like 166, and the person that I'm playing is at like 70. But she didn't go through and check anyone that was on bye weeks. So she has like 5 players that are out.
Can I just say, though?
So that was like a gimme. Like she gave you this week.
Yeah, because you're new. First of all, I love your confidence. That's like a week old because Bo's been teaching you how to do this.
Teaching is a strong word. I'm like, Bo, can you look at this? Is this good? Can you make any changes? Can you just do it?
But now all of a sudden you're like, stupid friend. She didn't even look.
She didn't even check to see who was injured. She didn't even go into her IR, injury reserve.
As of a couple weeks ago, that was you. So that's very funny. All of a sudden you're this pro.
Enjoy the victory. You finally got one. Just enjoy it. By the way, we got to wrap up. We were talking about Mama's Boys and is it a red flag or not? Well, some were on TJ, my side, that it's not bad. It's if they're taking care of their moms, they're going to take care of you as a girlfriend and wife really good.
I think so.
But now there's some other stories coming in on the Don't Miss the Light text line.
We heard from a woman who said, hey, yes, take care of your mom. But when she comes in and remodels your whole kitchen without your say-so, that's something different. So we got talking about that. She goes, hey, by the way, she didn't pay for it. It wasn't a gift. Not a surprise. I talked to my husband about what we wanted. She stepped in. They did what she wanted. A kitchen is a personal space. I ended up with a room full of cabinets and no island because she didn't like her own. Arr.
You know what? I'm on her side. I love an island. You don't have that island. There's some issues going on there.
Island envy.
Yeah, he really is. Well, now that we know the complete story, we feel your pain now.
That's also a tough for him. I'm not defending him, but I tell you what, when mother-in-laws are difficult like that and your son loves you and he wants to do what you want him to do, right? He's torn.
Yeah.
It puts him in a really bad place. I know. I know you want him to say, Mom, I love her. This is our house. She wants an island. This is what we're going to do. But you got to remember, she's already interwoven that. Do what I say when I tell you to do it thing.
And I know there's guys, it's like balancing the bank book. They're like, okay, I gave it
my
to
mom
mama.
Wants to
I
do this.
Okay, I gave it to my wife here. Okay, who's leading right now?
Yeah.
Okay, mom's leading 3-1 on things. All right, I got to go with the wifey this time.
I don't think it's necessarily the red flag of the guy. I think once you meet the mother-in-law,
aha,
she should be the red flag.
Because remember, you are just not marrying the person.
You're marrying the whole family. So
for sure.
He can love, his mama to the moon and back. I don't think that's a red flag. But you meet her and go, okay, that's when you run.
prenuptial. You're setting up boundaries and stuff. It's a thing. Saturday, I took advantage of the great sunny weather. Headed east, pick and patch, Three Brothers Winery and craft beer. I had a blast going east.
I can't believe
east.
You did all that in one day.
Loved it, loved it, loved it. Even went to the cheese place, the barn.
Oh, was it Miranda?
Yes, that was so much fun.
Jeez.
You just sample cheeses, and then you're like full after the samples, but then you buy your favorite one. They give you notes to take. You take it. I just had a blast.
It was such a pretty day Saturday.
Yeah, that's why
sun,
I went out.
Sun, light breeze. Oh, I was out in my yard. I didn't go any further than my yard day Saturday.
What was going on in your yard?
Mowing, weed whacking, and the worst was getting all the flower beds ready for winter. So everything has to get pulled. Everything has to get cut down. Everything. And it's got to be bagged.
Listen to what I did. Listen to what she did. I rent now. Townhome.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss it? Were you the homeowner who enjoyed like working in your yard? Clearly not.
I was the homeowner that used to throw house parties.
Okay.
And so now I could still throw a party, but I don't have to do the maintenance.
So you weren't like, look at those lines on that lawn. When you were done, you wouldn't stand there and admire the lines in your lawn.
I
wouldn't go and get all the special stuff to make sure there's no dandelions ruining the lines.
I'd be doing figure eights with the lawnmower.
Just get it
my
done.
Initials.
Okay.
Try to spell out things. Hi, you know, smiley face. That's what I'd do. I wasn't serious about it at all. No. And then when there was a weed problem, get out the weeds, get down the fabric, spray it down. Let's go rock it. I was a rocker.
Oh,
yeah.
Low maintenance.
Yeah.
No, forget the mulch and the plants. Just throw the rocks there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then you are right where you should be.
Yes, I am.
Out of the neighborhood and in a apartment.
Wait a second. Speaking of you doing all this yard work, you had a garden that your neighbors want you to take care of. Did you work on that this Saturday?
I have not touched.
Come
my
on.
Garden.
Be a
I
good
know.
Neighbor.
Saturday would have been a really great day to go through and pull dead
Just
things
yank it all out. Yank it all out.
But girl math, okay? Stick with me here.
Oh, God.
There are a ton of perennials in the garden.
Uh-huh.
Perennials are expensive. To go through and replant all of that?
Not that expensive.
Expensive enough.
This bed can't be that big. It can't be that big.
It's probably like 5 by 7 feet. That's a lot.
Okay. I'm going to have to go. No, I'm not going to do. I'm going to make you do this yourself.
I don't have to do this check. Well, go ahead. Hold up your two thumbs. They're not green at all. No.
They were out like doing a silent disco and drinking Moscow mules and meeting my friends and
what
doing yoga on a paddleboard. Time for that.
What did you want to do it on Saturday?
Saturday, my friends had a seafood boil.
Oh,
I had a seafood boil.
It started out that my friend was like, we want to host people. We want to boil seafood. We want to have people over. So they get a head count. Then they go check the prices of seafood. And they're like, you know what? This is a lot more expensive. We probably should have researched this beforehand. We're serving hot dogs if you want to come over still.
Wait a minute.
How do you go from seafood boil to hot dogs?
So then they got bullied for inviting people over for seafood. So they went from lobsters to, okay, we'll have some clams and some shrimp for you.
Okay.
That's a hot mess.
Okay. I have an idea. So, seeing that you and your friends love just having parties about anything, right? You guys will party for hot dogs or crab legs or whatever. Why don't you have a help me with my garden party?
That's a great idea.
Isn't it? Like, everybody can come over and, you know, you'll make whatever it is that you make.
Hey, and mulch is cheaper than the seafood.
And you can set up little tables and chairs out there. And then you can encourage your friends to pull all the weeds out of your garden.
My friend Morgan has a beautiful garden. So
there you go. Invite her first. Yeah, and call it a quote party. There you go. Look at me. What's next?
Man.
World hunger?
Yeah. That light bulb is blinding me over here. Yes, the Bills are taking on the Jets tonight, Monday Night Football. Baseball fans are like, hold up, wait a minute. We got the Yankees playing tonight and the Mets playing tonight. Yankees are at home against the Guardians, and the Mets are in L.A. against the Dodgers. They lost the first game last night, the Mets, so they're in the hole one game now. They got to come bouncing back tonight. So great time for sports. You got Sabres going on. You got Amherst. Ah, sports paradise. This is my favorite time of the year. Love it. So I'm always investigating, checking out my fantasy teams. I'm online and guess what pops up?
What?
That character from the Hurricane Milton, Lieutenant Dan, who was, oh, I'm just going to live through the hurricane on my boat. Everybody's like, oh
yeah, you were talking about that last week. Yeah, he's going to live in his boat and wait it out.
And then,
is he okay? Everybody was waiting to hear how he was.
He's okay. And in fact, before the hurricane hit, they sent the rescue teams and the sheriff's like, listen, we're not coming for you when it gets real bad. So get off now. Well, guess what popped up when I'm looking at my fantasy points? He's not a good guy, Lieutenant Dan. In fact, that's not even his real name. He actually has a long criminal record.
Yeah, it's like mugshot after mugshot after mugshot. He's got like 20 convictions that he's been arrested for and like serious
battery and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So no wonder he's living on the boat.
Exactly. No wonder he didn't want to get rescued.
Yeah.
This guy's a troublemaker. So be careful who you make a hero on social.
That's
you
just
do
it.
Some investigating because everybody was so he's the best, he's the greatest.
There were tons of GoFundMes for Lieutenant Dan to go through so that he could go and evacuate. They thought that it was out of not having money. All these people were rallying for him, and then someone started doing some Googling and exposing how many times he's been arrested.
They just didn't do that, they had no idea. And there he is. All you had to do was Google his name.
You got to do your homework.
His daughter who was the one who like revealed it to everybody? I believe it was his daughter who was like, hey, look, that's what I saw online, you know?
I know, we're all checking different things.
I know, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that, so that GoFundMe money doesn't actually, it goes back to the people who donated it, right?
I hope so. And by the way, once again, congratulations to Brantley Gilbert, baby number 3. He delivered the baby, baby while he was on stage. He paused the show in Mississippi, ran to the tour bus, helped deliver his son, then went back an hour later and finished the show. That is a true American hero right there. That is Brantley Gilbert.